Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game 3 of the ALCS tomorrow here in Seattle. Coming up, we got 10 bands from the Great White North.
Yeah.
Give you a little Canadian education.
Canadian education.
Coming
yes.
up is we'll sit and spin with Taryn Daly and Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show at 4:30. In the meantime, our question, when it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Eddie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I spent $9,000 on the air rifle.
$9,000 on what makes this air rifle worth $9,000?
It's competition air rifle. It's a 30 cal, but I can change calibers. But there's competitions all over the world, and there's guys when they retire, they'll go spend a bunch of money on an air rifle and they'll go into competitions. Some of these guys are everybody's supporting them, SIG, you name it, and the biggest competition in the country is Utah Air Guns, and if you had 4 days and you could win all, and you entered all the contests, you could go home with a couple hundred grand after that 4 grand.
What is the difference between an air rifle and normal shooting? So, like Olympic style shooting is what rifle?
Right.
What is the difference between an air rifle?
This is a 7.62 caliber. Most of the shots I'm doing are 100 yards, but you can get out to 700-800 yards with one of these. It'll outshoot an AR-15. That was the first one I got. I got the thermal and all the scopes and everything with it. Second one I bought was a full automatic, which is nasty. It breaks through concrete walls like they're not there.
Jesus.
But ever since, it's been like not quite 6 years, and I've been purchasing at least 1 to 2 every year, and now I got a 50, and I'm like having fun with it. It's a pistol, but I'm having fun with it.
Do you enter any of the competitions?
I think I'm good enough to get into the bench rest, but the speed competition, I don't think I'm fast enough yet. They got another one. Field target, I don't know if I want to, because you got to be up and down and on your knees a lot. My knees don't like it no more.
Okay, that is fair.
Is there a difference between air rifles and air soft rifles?
Oh, yeah. Air rifles, you're shooting different caliber. Well, in some of the competitions, you're only allowed to shoot pellets, like 40, 50 grain, 60 grain.
Sure.
But when you get into slugs, you're shooting long distance. And there's guys out there, you're running against some of the best marksmen in the world out of the firearms industry and out of the air gun industry. So it's pretty good. I'm looking at my next one's probably going to be a hammer, because these guys are up in Canada taking bear with these things.
Jesus.
Oh, mercy. Okay.
And it's still, I'm just confused. It shoots a live round?
It's shooting BBs, I believe.
No, it's shooting. You start off with pellets, or you can go slugs, depending on the competition.
Gotcha.
If you did big bore, you're shooting from a field up the side of a mountain at steel targets. So basically, bench rest pays the most right off the bat. If you took bench rest, you're going to walk away with $25,000-$30,000.
So are you going to enter a competition? Are you just going to suck it up and do it? Yes. Yeah. When do you plan on doing this?
I'm planning on doing this within the next year because it takes a lot of practice to get there.
Well, sure.
Get everything tuned. See, the deal is between the difference between the air rifle and the firearm. The air rifle's moving slower, but you can put, when you tune it, you can put every round in the same hole at 100 yards. The hole will never get bigger, but you got to be good to do that.
Well, yeah.
Good. But, you know, you get, what, 20, 25 shots? In that particular contest, you're going up against rows of people that by the time they finish, you know, you're a couple hours in, 2-3 hours in. On the last day, the last night, there's a big meeting and they hand out the checks and everybody announce the winners. But I'm going to tell you what, there's nothing like just getting out there and shooting and planking. If you want to clear your mind to get all the crap off your mind, just start shooting at targets.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I don't think you're alone.
Where do you live?
I'm in Bremerton.
Bremerton.
What do you think? Right. Like downtown Seattle.
Yeah, right. I'm just assuming wherever you live, it's not a huge raccoon problem.
Well, also, you can't do indoor target practice. Not at 100 yards. You have a 100-yard target practice indoor somewhere?
Well, I got a 100-yard range out here where I'm at. But you can do indoor. A lot of guys, they're running 25 calibers, 22 calibers. We got one guy that comes over from South Africa, Matt Deber. He shoots monkeys over in South Africa.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, rifle. That's why I went.
Yeah. He's having fun.
Just, what do you do? Shoot monkeys?
Of course
you do.
Shoot monkeys. You know, moving target.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK. He's the biggest monkey killer in all of South Africa.
He's got two passions, rugby and
killing monkeys.
Shooting monkeys.
That's right.
My later high school years and a couple years afterwards, I didn't get into the air rifles, which is clearly a lot more intense than this, but my cousin and I, we did the air soft rifles, which is just these plastic BBs is what you were firing. And you can buy like a small kit for fairly inexpensive that, you know, it's you pull it once and it loads up a spring and it fires these little BBs, or you could do what we eventually did and upgrade to. They look like real rifles. They look like real firearms. They are battery powered. They are high speed. Now, it's still plastic BBs. They're going to hurt like hell.
Yeah.
But you're still going to be okay unless you hit something very, very sensitive.
Correct, because there's like tournaments and stuff with like almost like paintball that's just airsoft.
Exactly, and like we were decked out, man. We had full on uniforms. We had tag vests with multiple magazines in the doggone thing.
Oh, I could see your interest when that guy was talking. Oh yeah, Mike's brain is turning.
We had freaking grenades, and what's really cool is that we drove down to California because they had several different facilities that you could go to. You know, first he had a wooded area that he lived up in, so then we just played with all of his friends up there. But we drove down to California, and they had these buildings that you could actually go into. There's actually these facilities that you could go to, and they have built different kind of scenarios where honestly you could almost act like a SWAT team one against
so
the other.
So
it's
like indoor
other.
Paintball, indoor,
yeah, exactly.
Kind of like that.
And it was fun. I remember that there was one game where they basically had two targets in this room that you needed to destroy, and so you needed to find a way in there. And once you get hit, you're out, sort of a thing, right? It's not like you spawn again when you have to go back to your line. Like when you're out. And so we found ways to get in there. And basically, my cousin led a team, I led a team. We both had walkie talkies talking to each other. We were on both sides of this doggone door. We hit the signal, threw a pair of grenades in there, heard both explosions that just fired off a crap ton of BBs, just breached the place, and then knocked the two targets down. It was so nerdy, so damn geeky, but doggone it, I had fun. That was one of the coolest things I had ever done.
That's a good adrenaline rush, man.
It was so cool.
When it comes to blowing money, what was worth it, what was not? 206-803-ROCK.
I would love to throw any type of grenade.
Hell yeah, man.
And then kick in a door.
How many different types of grenades are there? You got flash grenade, you got the hand grenade, you got your BB grenade.
Well, and even there, you got a BB grenade, and then you've also got the stun grenade, if you will, which is it fills with gas and it's plastic.
Right.
So eventually it just fills up big enough until it pops.
Okay.
And then just basically freaks everybody out. And then you just go into
right, like smoke grenades.
Yep.
There's a bunch of them.
Popping smoke.
We need to get you some grenades, Dad.
Mm-hmm. That seems safe.
I think it's the safest thing I've ever thought of in my life.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know. It just sounds like Mike's describing
it.
I'm like, I want to do that now.
It sounds fun. It might be nerdy, but it's fun.
Yeah. It was
anything that's
fun.
Nerdy with an adrenaline rush gets to drop the nerd thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you're talking about like D&D or magic, it's like, I get it. You enjoy it, but it's not. It's a different adrenaline rush.
Right.
When you're physically doing stuff, you're like, I know it's nerdy, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's like Ding Dong Ditch.
Exactly. There's an adrenaline rush.
It's stupid.
Rush,
you're just like, you know, your heart's beating. You're like, oh my God. All right, they're going to know I rang their doorbell.
All right, we're going to breach on three.
I know.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.